While an invisible pulse radiated out from his body, illuminating anything hostile in red light. Unfortunately, it only worked on creatures within 10 yards of him, so he had to wait until the spirit got within range. Richter kept a taloned hand wrapped tightly around the hilt of his mace, but thankfully, violence was not required. When the spirit entered the spell's radius, its body remained a ghostly white. Richter still did not fully relax his guard, but he did breathe a bit easier. It raised both hands, and he saw they were covered in ghostly rings, all except the index finger on its left hand. It looked at the body of the slain Death Knight, then back at Richter meaningfully. The spirit did not speak, but it clearly felt it had communicated its message. The universe apparently agreed. Congratulations, you have unlocked a quest, Lord of the Sepulchre. The specter of this dungeon's former ruler has appeared to you. Though it did not speak, it communicated clearly. On your travels through this dungeon, you have seen ample evidence that the undead you are fighting were once kinder. The ghast Nian admitted that he had been corrupting the spirits of this place, but that power may not have come from his profession. The spirit of the kinder king has indicated that it might have been stolen by Nian. Success conditions. Find the ring and learn to use its magic. Reward. Unlock the secret of this dungeon's power. Penalty for failure or refusal? Possible recurrence of a hostile agency in this place. Do you accept? Yes or no? Not as though I really have a choice, Richter thought. He selected yes. As if feeling the Chaos Seed's acceptance, the king's specter executed a courtly bow. Then it walked back over to the throne and sat. Once again, the tomb was silent as, well, a tomb. The spirit looked straight ahead, paying no further attention to Richter. The Chaos Seed looked at the king for long moments, but just like the Bodax, it seemed to pose no further threat. Seeing as how it hadn't turned red when he had tested it for hostile intent, the Chaos Seed turned his attention to the body of the ghast. He started to bend down to examine the remains, but another prompt appeared. The Meseji has ended. Richter felt the strangest pulling sensation, as if his very core was being split apart. There was no pain, but there was a definite sense of loss. Blue-white light poured out of his eyes and coalesced into a swirling ball of thought energy. The time of bonding was done. Richter looked at the energy and sent a questioning thought towards it. There was a faint resonance, but no response. During the Meseji, the icon on his display that had always indicated Alma had disappeared. It had been replaced by a small, dragon-like humanoid, obviously a representation of his altered form. Now it changed back to Alma's shape, the symbol blue-white like the figure before him. A countdown started, running down from 77 seconds. His body reverted swiftly. Scales were reabsorbed into his skin, and the structure of his body transitioned back into its original state. This process was uncomfortable, but only lasted a moment. It took Alma a bit longer to coalesce. After 7 seconds, the sphere of psychic light had resolved into a creature of the same color, now clearly recognizable as his familiar.
"Hello again, Master,"
she greeted him. Then, with an expression of utter devilishness, she shot forward, passing through his body as if he wasn't there. Every goosebump he had stood up all at once, and he got the worst case of the willies he'd ever had.
"Ow!"
he screeched out. His rather ladylike scream was loud enough to wake the dead. Then Richter looked over at the still kneeling and immobile Bodax. "Well," he amended silently, "not really." That didn't change the fact that his familiar had just goosed him. "Alma, don't do that!" The only response he got was psychic laughter as she continued to zip around the room. Her body was growing more solid by the moment. "Be careful you don't get stuck, you horrible beast," he thought at her. This time, she sent him the mental equivalent of an eye roll. Shaking his head, he reflected on the experience of the Meseji. It had vastly increased his power, and he had enjoyed the feeling of unity with Alma. Over the past several months, she had become more than just a familiar. She was almost a part of him. The Meseji had removed that almost. When it was ending, he had felt a sense of loss, but now, a bare minute later, Richter was glad to have only one set of thoughts in his mind again. It seemed that even deep magic couldn't overcome his natural independence, thank Abrams and Whedon. 77 seconds later, Alma completed her transition and was once again a creature the size of a large cat with beautiful, silky black scales. She landed on his upraised arm and spoke aloud once again.
"We did it, Master."
Her words had a slight sibilant hiss, but otherwise she sounded the same. Richter smiled back at her and scratched the top of her head affectionately. "I could not have done it without you." He was still marveling at hearing her ability to speak aloud. After sharing such a long time together in his mindscape, it wasn't exactly shocking anymore, but it was still amazing.
"We burned him from the inside out," she said, laughing.
There was definitely an edge of malicious violence in it. Once upon a time, it would have bothered him to hear someone embrace violence like that, but now he could only smile at his soul familiar because he felt the same wild joy at having won. "There we did, my love," he replied, with a vicious smile of his own. Looking at his beautiful familiar, he decided to hold her close to him for a few minutes. Claiming the ring and the Ghast's other loot could wait until his prompts had been addressed. From the crooning she was doing as she nestled in his arms, she agreed. The first few notifications dealt with the experience he had earned. They were more than welcome. You have been awarded 331,151 experience from Brain Drain against level 48 Ghast Soul Eater. You have reached levels 36, 37, and 38. Through hard work, you have moved forward along your path. You are awarded the following points to distribute. Stat points. As a Chaos Seed, you gain 6 stat points per level to distribute to characteristics instead of the usual 4. 18 total stat points. As a Chaos Seed, you receive 15 talent points per level instead of the usual 10. You receive an additional 15 talent points from your profession and specialty for having a 100% affinity in enchanting. 126 total talent points. You receive 8 chaos points per level due to your blessing by the Lords of Chaos. 76 total chaos points. Plus 25% per level to the skill of your choice. Plus 75% total skill points. Crush your enemies. Honor your allies. Live! Now that you have progressed more than one level, you must allocate your stat and skill percentage points within the next week or they will randomly be assigned for you. His talent points and chaos points he would address when he was safely back in the village. There was no question where his skill percentage points would go, however. Congratulations, you have reached skill level 49 in enchanting. All enchantments are now plus 49% more effective, and you have an increased chance of enchantments taking hold. More skill progression prompts appeared. Congratulations, your familiar has reached levels 41 and 42. Congratulations, you have reached sub-skill levels 10 through 19 in Inspiring Leadership, plus 19% chance of war party members earning field advancements, plus 19% to the power of field advancements of any party members under your command or the command of your subordinates. Apparently, asking to be locked inside a dungeon with 2 dozen professional skeletons and an undead specialist killer made him seem pretty badass in the eyes of his warband. He'd rarely ever jumped 10 skill levels all at once, but then again, he'd also rarely done something as monumentally stupid and deadly as fighting a level 48 soul eater in one-on-one combat. Congratulations, you have advanced from novice to initiate in Inspiring Leadership. Allies fighting near you may now obtain field advancements whether they are in your warband or not, albeit with an 80% penalty of this occurring. This penalty decreases by 20% when reaching successive ranks. You have received 1,250 bonus experience for reaching level 10 in the subskill Inspiring Leadership. Unsurprisingly, several members of the warband had achieved new field promotions that Richter would have to bestow later. Calder had also advanced in his old ones. For standing against a sea of countless foes and remaining strong, Calder has advanced a field advancement to Stem the Tide 4, plus 4 defense to each piece of medium armor worn by Sergeant Calder. For shouting rallying cries that increased the fighting spirit of his war party, Calder has advanced a field advancement to Cried Aloud 3. Rallying cry now increases the attack and defense of any allies who hear it by plus 3 for 7 minutes. Cooldown, 18 minutes. Richter also earned a staggering number of war points, considering that he'd only killed one creature. It proved once again that fighting other creatures with the war leader skill was the very best way to advance his own. For slaying one focused specialist ghast death knight, you have been awarded 120 war points. War points multiplied by 20 for slaying a focused specialist. Congratulations, you have destroyed an enemy war party. The war leader's rank was apprentice. For killing a war leader of the third rank, all war points gained are tripled. War points gained, 360. Total war points, 1,112. Another prompt reminded him that there were more benefits to slaying an enemy war leader than simple points. Know this, for personally killing a war leader one rank above you, you are randomly assigned 2 promotions the enemy war leader possessed. If the war leader possessed 2 promotions that you do not already have, you will be given the lowest level of the gained promotions. Congratulations, for slaying the war leader Nien the Reaver, you have been awarded the promotion Death Disciple 1. Necromancers in your warband have plus 1% spell power to death magic, and your entire war party enjoys plus 1% resistance to life magic. Advance this skill by including more death magi in your future war parties. Nien the Reaver only had one promotion that you did not already possess. Richter wasn't overly disappointed at getting only one new promotion from the war leader's death. A promotion he had gotten from another slain foe, Sinak, the Witch Doctor, required that he sacrifice innocence before a battle to bolster his power. It still sickened him to think how that goblin bastard must have slaughtered defenseless people over and over to gain that particular promotion. Besides, one of his old promotions had advanced and he had been awarded another. Congratulations, your war party killed more than 10 times its number in an underground battle. Your promotion has been advanced to Subterranean 2, plus 10% to defense when fighting underground. Congratulations, your war party has cleared out a nest of undead whose median level was at least plus 5 above the median level of your warband. For surviving this peril, your party has been awarded the promotion Life Over Death 1, plus 1 damage when fighting death creatures. The next prompt was the one he had been waiting on. Richter heard the battle cry again. Congratulations! You have won your first duel. In a battle to the final death, Richter of the Mist Village is victorious. Nien of the Shadow Trench has met the final death. You have won plus 50 fame points. Total fame points, 31,632. Know this, Nien was a vassal of another master. If ever this master learns your identity, you will lose at least 50,000 relationship points with that individual. Richter's eyes widened anew and he let out a low whistle. It wasn't surprising that killing someone else's vassal would piss that person off, but 50,000 RPs was a serious hit. Even if their relationship was neutral before, that would be enough to drop them all the way down to loathing. Still, it probably didn't make a difference, seeing as how Nien being sent here was tantamount to a declaration of war. Also, Richter and Hisako were planning on wiping out this other master anyway, so come see, come sa. He turned his attention back to the prompts. In accordance to the ancient rule of the duel, you are now awarded the stakes. You have gained control of the heart crystal of a place of power, the Shadow Trench. This place of power is a confluence of water and death ley lines. As he read the prompt, a disturbance began in the ghast's body. Even the severed head began to glow. Particles of both blue and purple-black light began to rise from the body. They gathered above it, and the flow of energy increased. The corpse rose into the air, two ghastly pieces, and for an irrational second, Richter thought, "Holy shit! Is this a quickening?" Then a sadistic grin crossed his face. "There can be only one, motherfucker!" The light flowed faster, siphoning energy from the dead ghast and collecting it in a small vortex. The hair on Richter's arms stood on end as a feeling of static electricity filled the air. Then the flow stopped, and the light coalesced into a simple, clear gem. It hovered in midair before floating over and landing gently in his hands. Like his own heart crystal, it was an unassuming circular gem, completely clear and about the size of his palm. It boggled his mind that one of the most powerful items in the land was such an example of simplicity. Know this, a heart crystal is the key to mastery of a place of power. You are already a master, however, so cannot take personal control of another place of power. If you meet the requirements, you may assign a vassal. This person will become a master, but will still be beholden to you in accordance with mutually agreed upon terms. Richter's thirst for power surged. Places of power were not common. They were either well-defended fortresses or hidden. His own had lain unclaimed for at least several hundred years. The power it had given him went beyond simply the bonuses to spell power and spell resistance. His settlement spell, Confusing Mists, had kept him and his people safe for months. The only reason the quickening had grown rather than some other lesser tree was that it had been able to draw upon the energy of his place of power while it grew. And even given all of that, he knew that he had only scratched the surface of his potential as a master. To give credence to that belief, there was one more message about the gem. More options may be discovered if the heart crystal is examined in the appropriate setting. Completely cryptic, but the corner of Richter's mouth still edged up as he looked at the innocuous gem. He wasn't sure how, but this little thing was going to help make his dreams come true. Chapter 72, Day 144, Kuborn 34, 0 AOC. The heart crystal went into Richter's bag of holding. He intended to keep the knowledge of it limited to as few people as possible. That might be a vain hope, as his warband had heard Nian's challenge, but then again, they might not have understood exactly what a duel entailed. He hoped that was the case. The crystal was just too great a temptation. Even good people might turn ugly if they felt the place of power was within their grasp. Hoping for the best, he went on to his next prompts. Congratulations, you have captured a memory from a ghast soul eater. This memory can only be accessed for the next 23 hours and 51 minutes before dissolution into the ether. Experiencing this memory will be instantaneous in regard to your timeline. That part was almost expected. Richter hadn't been sure that using brain drain on the ghast would obtain a memory, but it wasn't exactly a surprise. The level 7 facet of Alma's ability seemed more likely to be triggered with the killing of high-level creatures. The next prompt was a surprise, though. Know this, the ghast Nian that died via brain drain was suffused with the eldritch energy of his master at the time of his death. Due to the peculiar interaction between mental and eldritch magic, you may experience snippets of the master's memories as well. Richter's heart started beating faster. The beginning of the problems with the undead had been because he had delved into a memory that the Eldritch Mage had been present in. The Lich had looked into Jorgen the Death Knight's eyes as Richter had been looking out of them. Richter wasn't sure if the old adage of eyes being the windows to the soul was true, but what he did know was that it could create a psychic link. That very fact was why he was still standing, and the Death Knight was hurtling towards whatever hell undead went to after the final death. It had only been swift action on Richter's part that had let him escape before the Lich's mind could touch his own. If he now had direct access to the Lich's own memories, the danger of viewing this memory could be even more grave. True, it was only a memory, but that had been the case last time as well. Richter looked at the blinking prompt. It was different from most other notifications in that the border pulsed with light. After several long moments, he shook his head. Months ago, he would have thrown caution to the wind and dived into the memory. Since that time, though, he had shed blood and lost friends. Through those experiences, he'd gained at least a modicum of wisdom. Before he made a decision that might affect not only his life, but the lives of his people and his allies, he would gain the counsel of those he trusted. Richter minimized the memory prompt. It would only last one day, but that was more than enough time for him to get back to the village and talk to Hisako and a few other people. The next prompt let him know he'd fulfilled the terms of the next link in a quest chain he'd started. Congratulations, you have unlocked a settlement quest. Know Your Backyard 2. You have discovered both wonders and dangers in your domain. Never forget the importance of exploration. Success conditions. Examine 3 sites that are at least notable locations within your domain and determine their importance. Reward, unknown. Penalty for failure or refusal, increased frequency of future attacks. Do you accept? Yes or no? Congratulations, you have completed the settlement quest Know Your Backyard 2. The quest was automatically accepted as you have fulfilled the completion objectives. You have explored your domain and discovered 3 locations that are notable or above. Reward, 2,500 experience points. Reward, village-wide loyalty, plus 10. Reward, decreased frequency of undead attacks within your domain by minus 70%. Base loyalty, plus 1,575, times plus 25% undefeated, times plus 12% administrator, times plus 10% health. Total loyalty points, plus 2,315. The original quest had been to find 3 locations of the lowest rank, notable. By finding 3 interesting locales of the next rank, he had fulfilled the qualifications of the next stage of the quest chain. Even better, he got access to the next ring. Congratulations, you have unlocked a settlement quest, Know Your Backyard 3. The locations you have found have focused mostly on the undead, but many other dangers can exist. Be ever vigilant. Discover both wonders and dangers in your domain. Never forget the importance of exploration. Success conditions. Examine 3 sites that are at least significant locations within your domain and determine their importance. Reward, unknown. Penalty for failure or refusal, unknown. Do you accept, yes or no? He chose yes again, securing the 3rd link in the quest chain. The rewards of fulfilling the 2nd link had been modest. Truth be told, the loyalty increases were more valuable to him than the XP. If he could gain another 1,000 loyalty points, the productivity of his village would get another 20% boost. It seemed like a far-off goal, but every little bit helped. There was one other benefit to finishing settlement quests, a boost to his administration skill. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 10 and 11 in administration, plus 11% to morale, loyalty, and production for your village. Congratulations, you have advanced from novice to initiate in administration. A new job has been discovered, town administrator. Assigning someone to this position allows the settlement to benefit from your administration skill and all of its sub-skills, even if you are not present, in addition to the settlement bonus for this position. If the person assigned has a higher administration skill level, your settlement will benefit from it as long as that person is within your domain. You have received 2,500 bonus experience for reaching level 10 in the skill administration. Richter already knew exactly who would fit that position. With his prompts finally exhausted, he turned his gaze back towards the ghast's body. Both the head and the body had fallen back down to the floor after the power of the heart crystal had been siphoned. A gross, grayish-yellow fluid was flowing out of the body. It was giving off a foul smell, but Richter ignored that and collected some in a vial. If the Death Knight's blood could make his dungeon stronger, then it was worth the inconvenience. He also collected a few vials for Tabia to experiment on. Once that was done, he began to take off the knight's armor. As soon as he touched the plate mail, though, he began to have a queasy feeling, and a warning notification appeared. You have come in contact with a toxic material. You are now afflicted with necromium poisoning. Minus 1 HP every 5 seconds for the next 25 seconds. Richter snatched his hand back. There didn't seem to be any further negative effects. He waited a full minute, but after the 25 seconds had elapsed, he didn't lose anything more than the 5 HP the prompt had warned him of. Looking at the armor, Richter gritted his teeth and grabbed it again. As the metal poisoned him once more, the nausea came back. There was also a small amount of pain that he easily endured. The worst part about touching the black armor was that it made him feel unclean. Distasteful or not, he removed the entire set of armor. You have found Necromium Barbet of Balance. Defense, plus 34. Durability, 113 of 128. Item class, uncommon. Armor type, head, heavy. Quality, superb. Weight, 8.8 kilograms. Traits, plus 7 to balance. You have found Necromium Breastplate of Death Power. Defense, plus 29, max 38. Durability, 124 of 182. Item class, unusual. Armor type, chest, heavy. Quality, superb. Weight, 23.5 kilograms. Traits, plus 8 to death magic skill. You have found Necromium Spiked Plate Vambraces of Deathstrike. Defense, plus 32. Durability, 151 of 163. Item class, unusual. Armor type, arms, heavy. Quality, superb. Weight, 9.4 kilograms. Traits, plus 4 death damage to any melee strike. You have found Rune-Etched Necromium Gauntlets of Swift Strike. Defense, plus 38. Durability, 125 of 139. Item class, scarce. Armor type, hands, heavy. Quality, exquisite. Weight, 7.8 kilograms. Traits, plus 31% to melee attack speed. Inscribed with the rune Matasifuni, 5 mana stolen from enemies with each strike. You have found Necromium Greaves of Shadow Pull. Defense, plus 21, max 33. Durability, 85 of 134. Item class, unusual. Armor type, legs, heavy. Quality, superb. Weight, 8.3 kilograms. Traits. Wearer can draw on shadows and darkness to increase stamina regeneration by 340% for 1 minute. Charges, 168 of 168. You have found Necromium Boots of Fire Repulsion. Defense, plus 30. Durability, 122 of 131. Item class, uncommon. Armor type, feet, heavy. Quality, superb. Weight, 6.1 kilograms. Traits, plus 6% resistance to fire magic. You have found a complete armor set. Necromium plate armor, fitted to Nien the Reaver. Armor class, unusual. Armor set bonus. Defense given by each piece increased by 25%. Fitted bonus, plus 10% defense when worn by Nien the Reaver, minus 10% defense when worn by anyone else. Special bonus, plus 10% life resistance, plus 5% death power. Necromium armor will slowly poison any non-death creature that comes into contact with it. The entire set of armor had some awesome enchantments. He couldn't wear any of it because it was made of necromium, but the Forge of Heavens would destroy it anyway. Even better, one of the items was ruined. He was sure the village researchers would enjoy getting their hands on it, as long as they wore gloves. The Death Knight's weapons and shield were also impressive. You have found Savaging Necromium Estoc. Attack, 29 to 38. Durability, 153 of 164. Item class, unusual. Weapon type, one-handed long blade, melee. Quality, superb. Weight, 5.5 kilograms. Traits, plus 4% chance to score critical hits, plus 156% damage on critical hit. Necromium Kite Shield of Distraction. Defense, 19. Durability, 101 of 112. Item class, uncommon. Armor type, shield, heavy. Quality, superb. Weight, 4.9 kilograms. Traits. Looking too long at this shield can cause distract, decreasing the concentration of the afflicted by 14%. You have found Necromium Dirk of Piercing. Attack, 12 to 15. Durability, 84 of 90. Item class, scarce. Weapon type, short blade, melee. Quality, well-crafted. Weight, 1.8 kilograms. Traits, plus 7% to stabbing damage. Richter couldn't help but shake his head. There was no way he could have survived a stand-up fight with this creature. Not only had Nien's stats been crazy high, but the undead had been outfitted for bear. Every single piece of gear not only had an insanely high defense, but they were also enchanted to make the creature a killing machine. Heavy armor was no joke. The fact that the undead had been a literal death machine didn't bother Richter, though. All he could see now were new enchantments for him to learn. His smile stretched from ear to ear. Every one of the enchantments was new to him. Richter was pretty sure that he could sell armor like this for hundreds or thousands of gold, even with the fact that it could only be worn by undead. The real value wasn't gold, though. It was the power the enchantments would give him and his people. Richter finally understood why he had been so drawn to the profession of enchanting. As his enemies grew weaker, he could use their former strength to grow stronger. That was an idea that had always been his gaming style. Build up his strength and then attack with devastating force. They would never see him coming. The item that really caught his attention was the gauntlets. Now that he was looking closer, he could see the rune that had been etched into the palm of both pieces of armor. Richter knew almost nothing about runes. He had actually only been able to identify a few of them, and those were symbols of the basic elements that had been revealed by his first lore book. Hardly secret knowledge. Being able to identify those few runes was one thing, but being able to recreate them was something else. The tech required to have a basic understanding of runes required a great deal of research points, and there were several prereqs in front of him. He was pretty sure it would be worth it, though. From what he had seen, runes could create wondrous magic that could last centuries. Runes might offer his work true immortality. Every piece of armor went into his bag. He'd lost several hundred health while taking it off the Death Knight's body. Unfortunately, the toxic effects seemed cumulative. After 5 minutes, he was losing more than one HP per second. Luckily, a life master didn't need to worry too much about that. Casting weak slow heal and minor slow heal in succession brought him back to full health. Richter moved on to the items the undead had been wearing. Ring of Shadow Shift. Durability, 25 of 25. Item class, scarce. Item quality, superb. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits. Allows the wearer to shift to the shadow dimension for 5 seconds real time. Ring of Health. Durability, 19 of 19. Item class, scarce. Item quality, exquisite. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits. Plus 82 health. Ring of Stamina. Durability, 14 of 14. Item class, uncommon. Item quality, well-crafted. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits, plus 37 stamina. Ring of Stamina. Durability, 13 of 13. Item class, uncommon. Item quality, well-crafted. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits, plus 38 stamina. Ring of Mana. Durability, 16 of 16. Item class, uncommon. Item quality, superb. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits, plus 43 mana. The Ring of Shadow Shift immediately caught his attention. The others were great boosts as well, and Richter would definitely be using some of them as upgrades, but he didn't want to wait on this one. After shaking the ring to remove a bit of the undead's decayed flesh, he took off his weaker ring of health. His max HPs dropped by 43, but it let him slip the new unusual ring on. At first, there was no discernible change, but then Richter focused on the ring. Suddenly, the darkened corners of the room seemed to come alive. It was like turning the contrast up to the max on Photoshop. They even seemed to reach towards him slightly. Richter walked over to the closest shadow and slowly extended a hand. As his fingers came into contact with the undulating blackness, something startling happened. Everything in his vision switched color values. He hated admitting his previous love for photography even to himself, but it looked exactly like when he would push the desaturate function on a camera. He could still see everything easily, but it became a contrast of light and dark. An icon of a man's silhouette appeared in the corner of his vision, with a 5 next to it. Richter kept his attention on it, and several seconds later, it ticked down to 4. His brows furrowed. What was the significance? He was about to talk to Alma about it, but when he looked at her, he got a surprise. She was in the same spot, still flapping her wings to hover in midair. It was something he'd seen her do thousands of times, but this time it looked like she was moving through honey. Richter walked over and watched bemusedly as her wings beat slowly up and down. When he reached out to touch her, his hand passed through her body with only a slight resistance. The counter next to his silhouette ticked down to 3. Already used to the idea of time dilation from his mindscape, he immediately picked up on what was happening. Time moved more slowly here, too. Richter recalled the prompt associated with the ring, allows the wearer to shift to the shadow dimension for 5 seconds real time. Alma also didn't seem to be able to see him, even though he waved his hand in front of her face. This ring was amazing! That was when the shadow bat attacked. The aerial monster swooped down from behind him, silent as death. It latched onto his neck, its teeth sharp like knives, but also freezing like icicles in deep winter. Richter's health began to plummet. Even as he screamed, his attention flew to his HPs, which were dropping like the milliseconds on a countdown clock. His shoulders hunched up instinctively, and he reached back to grab the creature attacking him. Richter's fingers passed partly through its body, but he was still able to grab hold. He yanked once to no avail, but then pulled harder and it came free. He felt its fangs tear his flesh, and he gained a bleeding status. The bat writhed in his fist, and he quickly used Analyze to know what he was dealing with. Name, Shadow Bat. Disposition, Blind Rage. Shadow bats are common denizens of the Shadow Realm and are much more likely to be found underground. Where one appears, another is soon to follow. Their bite will not only drain a victim of blood, but also their very life force. The trait almost all monsters of the Shadow Realm share is an all-consuming hatred for creatures of other planes. Special attack, life drain. Once latched on in a bite, the Shadow Bat will drain the very life from a body. Its bite will otherwise leave victims weakened for a short time. Level 2. Health 58. Mana 12. Stamina 70. Strength 3. Agility 12. Dexterity 14. Constitution 5. Endurance 7. Intelligence 1. Wisdom 2. Charisma 3. Luck 8. Level 2? A level 2 creature had taken away more than 40 points of his health in 3 seconds? It continued to writhe in his grip, one wing free. Richter stared at it in anger and revulsion. Its face was 3 circular mouths filled with sharp black teeth and nothing else. It lacked eyes, a nose, or ears. The mouths opened and closed spasmodically as the bat struggled to get free. Richter easily kept it contained in his grasp despite his new debuff. You have been afflicted with 2 strains of shadow sickness. -5% resistance to dark and shadow creatures. -5% resistance to dark and shadow magic. These are diseases. You will feel nauseous until this debuff is removed. Ugh! Richter huffed. He stared at the bat with renewed enmity and callously took hold of the one wing that was flapping free. Casting about to make sure there weren't any other shadow bats about to attack, he wrenched his hand down. The delicate bones in the bat's wing broke as easily as an old toothpick. It made noise for the first time, all three of its mouths squealing. Richter dropped it and watched it flap for a moment in his accelerated shadow time, then his hand contorted into a familiar position as he spoke a word of power. Igni! That was when he got his greatest shock of the day. Nothing happened. That wasn't exactly true, because a notification did appear. Know this, fire magic does not work in the Shadow Realm.
Richter had never had his magic inhibited before.
While the Ring of Shadow Shift had obvious advantages, it was not without danger. It seemed it opened him to attack by an entirely new form of monster. His fire magic was also a no-go while he was here. That immediately made him wonder what else didn't work. Blood was still flowing down his neck because hurting the bat had been more important to him than healing himself. Did life magic work here? If it didn't, that seriously increased his danger while being in the Shadow Realm. He had come to rely upon his ability to heal almost any injury in seconds. It gave him a faint sense of invulnerability. Richter had just begun to cast a healing spell when his time elapsed. It was time to scream again.
Ah!
He cried out as his knees buckled. Pain shot through his mind, unexpected and sudden. He managed to keep his feet, but that was only because he'd suffered worse agonies in recent months. Still, as pain went, this was way up there. Another bright red prompt appeared in his vision. You have exited the Shadow Realm without usage of a shadow. You have lost 100 HP and now suffer from the debuff Shadow Shocked. The resultant headache causes minus 75% to concentration for the next 1 hour.
Damn it!
Richter shouted.
Damn it!
Between the pain in his head and the pain in his neck, he was truly pissed off. And he'd gotten two debuffs in less than a minute. Richter tried to summon a healing spell form in his mind, but even that made him feel like the room had flipped end over end. He did fall to his knees this time, and vomit spewed from his mouth and out over the floor. Thankfully, Alma cast both Weak Slow Heal and Minor Slow Heal in succession. She also cast Weak Cure Disease, which removed the Shadow Sickness debuff. The pain in his head still sucked, but at least the wound in his neck began to heal and the worst of the agony was blunted. Why the fuck didn't these magic rings come with a manual? Something simple like, make sure you're in a shadow when time runs out or your entire body will feel like a rectum after taco hell. One thing was clear. He needed to talk to Hisako or Randolphus about the ring and the Shadow Realm. He was sure one, if not both of them, would have some info about it. His arm had been able to pass right through Alma, but it seemed he couldn't phase through everything. Clearly, there were limits, or he would have sunk right through the earth, a fact that every sci-fi episode where you were out of phase didn't seem to take into account. Why wouldn't you just sink right through the Enterprise? Of course, then you would be in space outside of the artificial gravity field, so you might just float there, but still, it was a major plot hole. Richter shook his head. He couldn't go down that particular rabbit hole again. Way too many hours had been spent on forums arguing about it. Besides, that was just a game. This was real life. He was sure there was a logical explanation for how it worked. Whatever the reason, the ability to phase through enemies in battle was huge. Almost as game-changing as being able to effectively disappear from one place and reappear in another. That was why, despite the Captain Jerry's size hangover he was dealing with right now, he left the Ring of Shadow Shift on his finger. It was worth the risk. Now, whether the ring was worth the judgmental glances he was sure to get from Randy and Hisako once they found out he was playing with unknown magic again, well, that remained to be seen. Alma assessed him, and a second later a golden glow surrounded her body as she cast Weak Cure Disease. Richter immediately felt a bit better. One of the two disease strains of your shadow sickness has been cured. The other is resistant to the life magic that has been cast. You remain diseased. The dragonling started peppering him with questions, but he just thanked her and waved her away, responding, "It's too sad to talk about." Then he looked around the chamber again and made a decision. "I want you to go back to the Kinder village. Tell Calder that we won, and tell the Kinder that the undead won't be attacking again. At least not in a concerted way. The whole settlement is probably in a panic right about now. I'll follow behind as soon as I'm done here."
"Are you sure, Master? You're still diseased."
"I'll take care of that, love. And I'm sure. Now off you go." Alma extended her neck and licked his face in farewell. As the dragonling flew out of the room, Richter looked around. He studied the chamber that only minutes ago had held a creature that had filled him with dread. This room had not long ago been a place that might have been the scene of his final death. Now he felt no danger. The change was surreal. His neck twinged once again, not completely healed. He was still suffering from shadow shock and so couldn't cast, but he decided that letting Calder know what was happening was still worth the risk of being alone. Richter quickly sorted his rings and decided what to use from Nien's corpse. His ring of hidden dangers finally went the way of old Yeller, replaced by the goblin witch doctor's ring of mana, increasing his pool by +48. His new glimmer ring went into the bag as well. His own perception was already fairly high, and it only worked when someone was close to him. Richter rubbed his neck, thinking about how it hadn't helped him against the fast-flying shadow bat. He decided the +82 from the unusual class Ring of Health would serve him much better. He looked at the rings he now wore. Ring of Health. Durability 19 of 19. Item class, scarce. Item quality, exquisite. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits, +82 health. Ring of Flowing Thought. Durability 25 of 25. Item class, rare. Item quality, superb. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits, +20% mana regeneration. Ring of Spell Storage. Durability 10 of 10. Item class, uncommon. Item quality, well-crafted. Weight, 0.01 kilograms. Traits, holds one spell that can be cast upon activating the ring. This ring can hold one novice-level spell. Spell will only last one day before degrading. Spell equipped? None. Ring of Mana. Durability 19 of 24. Item class, unusual. Item quality, superb. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits, +48 mana. Ring of Health. Durability, 21 of 23. Item class, unusual. Item quality, superb. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits, +72 health. Ring of Enchantment Resistance. Durability, 10 of 10. Item class, scarce. Quality, exquisite. Weight, 0.01 kilograms. Traits, +32% resistance to enchantment-type spells. Ring of Shadow Shift. Durability 25 of 25. Item class, scarce. Item quality, superb. Weight, 0.1 kilograms. Traits, allows the wearer to shift into the shadow dimension for 5 seconds real time. Summoner's Ring. Durability 22 of 116. Item class, rare. Item quality, masterwork. Weight, 0.01 kilograms. Traits, increases level of summoned creatures by +5. The rainbow of colors meant he was well-equipped, but also that he'd be a big, fat target for any other high-level contender. Power begets power. It definitely seemed true that the stronger he got, the stronger he needed to be. Unfortunately, simply giving up wasn't an option, so he needed to keep growing as fast as possible and hope that it was enough. As great as the magic rings the Ghast had worn were, they still didn't explain the actions of the Ghost King. Richter checked the remaining items on the Ghast, including the contents of his pouches. He didn't find any gold, but one of the bags did contain 2 topaz, a small ruby and a larger emerald. The next pouch had an even better haul, depending on how you looked at it. You have found Weak Soul Stone, x5, durability 10 of 10, item class, common, stone level, weak, soul level, weak, status, filled, weight, 0.1 kilograms. You have found Basic Soul Stone, x4, durability 15 of 15, item class, common, Stone level, basic. Soul level, basic. Status, filled. Weight, 0.2 kilograms. You have found common soul stone, times 5. Durability, 20 of 20. Item class, common. Stone level, common. Soul level, common. Status, filled. Weight, 0.3 kilograms. You have found luminous soul stone, times 2. Durability, 25 of 25. Item class, uncommon. Stone level, luminous. Soul level, luminous. Status, filled. Weight, 0.4 kilograms. You have found brilliant soul stone, times 1. Durability, 30 of 30. Item class, unusual. Stone level, brilliant. Soul level, brilliant. Status, filled. Weight, 0.5 kilograms. The lower level stones were nothing to him. They were a dime a dozen, and had most likely been gained by killing animals. Luminous and brilliant level souls were powerful, though, and could help him make very strong enchantments. The third pouch held the key to the Kinder King's quest. Upon opening it, he found a large silver ring with a square-cut amethyst. The band was an inch wide, though the hole was only large enough to accommodate Richter's pinky. As soon as he touched it, a prompt appeared. Quest update, Lord of the Sepulchre. You have found the signet ring of the Lord of the Sepulchre. You are now given a choice. You may don the ring to force the power of this sepulchre to obey you. Undead will be created periodically that can be used as soldiers in your armies. Your enemies will learn why, in days of old, those who opposed the mists feared the clack of bones. Or you may choose another path and try to lay these spirits to rest. Being honest with himself, Richter was tired. Simply taking the power was appealing. If the prompt was right, and they almost always were, he had just found a way to spawn obedient skeletons. And not just any skeletons, but Bodaks. Strong undead soldiers that could retain their professions and utilize magical attacks. His enemies were mounting, and he needed to protect his people. Could he really let go of such a powerful weapon? Didn't he owe it to his people, some of whom had already lost so much, to take advantage of any opportunity that he could? The arguments were all quite good, all supremely logical, yet something in him rebelled. He'd never been one to take the path of least resistance, and if his village was going to mean anything, he didn't want to build it upon the eternal suffering of others. Again, only a moron built his house on an old Indian burial ground. Seeing as how he wasn't a complete idiot, he got to work. Richter looked at the ring again, but no further prompts appeared. So he studied it in depth. The etchings on the outside were similar to what he had seen in the tunnels, scenes of Kinder performing acts great and small. What was fascinating was that as he continued to turn the ring around to see the other side, the metal writhed under his fingers. When he looked again, the first side had changed to show a new scene. As he continued to turn the band, the etchings continued to shift. The silver loop flew faster and faster in his fingers, faster than he should have been able to turn it. As the ring spun, the stories of the Kinder that had lived in the mists were carried into Richter's mind. He wasn't just seeing engravings anymore. The figures had come alive and were acting out scenes from the past. He saw days long gone of Kinder who were both brave and craven. He saw the village, his village, with towering spires, and then saw it brought to ruin. The occupants, who had once been kings, coming to live in a manner barely better than beasts. He witnessed the lives of hundreds of generations, experiencing and forgetting lifetimes in a moment. The stories passed through his mind faster than he could consciously process, and he remembered almost no specifics, but each story left a minuscule amount of residual energy upon him. Then he saw the forging of the very ring he held, and the flow of stories slowed enough for him to remember them. He saw a Kinder clad in the raiment of nobility and saw the same king kneel before the Emperor of the Mists. Mists that spread for hundreds of miles in every direction. The king swore allegiance to the mists for eternity. The Emperor, whose words could change the very direction of the winds, placed his hand on the shoulder of the Kinder who had flecks of gold in his eyes and spoke a name. a name which Richter repeated now. Cody, son of Neil. As soon as the utterance left his lips, the king's spirit stood again. It rushed down the two tiers of the dais and stood before him. It looked at Richter again with naked emotion in its spectral eyes. Hope. Looking at the spirit, Richter nodded to it in sympathy and understanding. He now knew why it had been captive in this sepulchre for millennia. It had been fulfilling an oath made to the Lord of the Mists, an oath that Richter could now negate as the new Lord Mist. With a consummate sense of rightness, he finished his pronouncement. I release you. A look of profound relief and peace crossed the Kinder's face. The ancient spirit even quirked its mouth as the barest hint of the playfulness the king had had in life returned. Then it pointed its hand at the ring Richter held. A stream of energy flowed from its body into the purple jewel atop the silver ring. The Kinder's ethereal body grew less substantial as energy flowed out of it, but the flow stopped before the ghost disappeared entirely. Despite the fact that the spirit was now easier to see through, it also had more personality than before. What had been the hint of a smirk was now a full-fledged smile. With an almost jaunty bow, it paid respect to the Lord of the Mist Village. While still bent over, its body began to blow away on a wind that the Chaos Seed couldn't feel. He heard something right before the king completely vanished, however, that sounded like a ghostly whisper. For the mist. Congratulations! You have completed the quest, Lord of the Sepulchre. You have done it. You have released the spirit of the last Kinder king of these lands. In thanks, it has transferred its control of the Sepulchre of Vergit Kunig to the keeper of the Signet of Vergit Kunig. The possessor of this signet ring can now, 1. Control and command the undead created by this sepulchre. 2. Create new undead. The sepulchre will make 10 summoning points per day that can be used to summon undead. 3. Assign a Kinder noble to serve under you to administer this location. This will bond the noble to you and greatly increase your relationship with him and his settlement. Reward. Though you do not remember what you have seen, experiencing the lives of countless Kinder has changed you on a fundamental level. Kinder now like you instinctually. Plus 20,000 relationship points with any Kinder of the Vergit Kunig Hamlet. Plus 10,000 relationship points with any other Kinder. Reward, 6,250 experience points. Do you wish to take command of the Sepulchre of Vergit Kunig at this time? Yes or no? Richter knew he was just asking for another lecture from Hisako, but this time he wasn't playing with new magic. He couldn't afford to let someone else take command of the sepulchre if he didn't. He chose yes. Quest update. Helping Hand 1. You have removed the undead threat. Return to the Kinder settlement to gain your reward. Despite the massive headache Shadow Shock was causing him, a faint smile found its way onto his face. He'd cleared the nest. Now he just had to make it back to Vergit Kunig and recover from the consequences of his shadow magic experimentation. Shadow Shock wasn't something he could do anything about, and one of the diseases he'd gotten from the bat bite had resisted Alma's magic, but thankfully, that wasn't his only option. Richter reached into his bag and downed a cure disease potion that Tabia had made for him. He thanked his own doomsday prepper mentality for always planning ahead. The green solution might have tasted like cream de menthe mixed with chicken grease, but it got the job done. The remaining strain of your shadow sickness has been cured. You are no longer diseased. He looked at the bottle in appreciation, thinking that he absolutely had to get his alchemist to make more. The fact that the potion had worked when Alma's magic hadn't raised another topic to his mind, though. He'd been thinking of his magic and potions as different mechanisms to cause the same effects, but the shadow sickness had proved that wasn't true. Maybe the life magic he and Alma had access to just wasn't strong enough to kill the second disease, but his dragonling was a powerful caster. Not only did she get the 50% bonus to her life magic spell power from him, but her high intelligence gave her magic a boost as well. Assuming the problem wasn't the strength of her magic, it raised the possibility that it had been a case of needing the right tool for the right job. Had the second disease actually had resistance to life magic, like bacteria on Earth were resistant to certain antibiotics? He'd already seen